a Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in. It is Steve Sparky Fiverr filling in for Thunder. Mason Crosby over here, like always, doing his thing. This is a broadcast live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Time now to get to everybody's favorite weekly guest on this show, the one, the only.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Join their fall mini camps at focusbaseball.com.
All right, there he is, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. He joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law.
What's up, Drew?
Good morning.
Yep, appreciate you jumping on. Hope you had a good weekend, in spite of the Brewers not winning that series against the Giants. But, that's got to be my first question. Pat Murphy said, feel like we're, maybe trending in the wrong direction. What are you thinking about this team after not winning the last two series here?
I still think they're a really good team. I still think they're the hands-down favorite to win the division and the top seed in the National League. They're in a slump right now, and it's to be expected. They've got some guys that are banged up. They've got some guys that are out, and they're in the midst of a really grueling stretch, those 19 games in 18 days. This is bound to happen, but we've seen them snap out of funks before, and I have no doubt that they've got the power to do it again.
Yeah, Drew, we talked about that earlier, just a couple weird lineups over the weekend. Is that just a product of how many games they're playing here in this stretch and just kind of trying to give some guys some blows, either because they're dinged up or it's just trying to be intentional about, putting some different guys in and letting some of these guys get some rest?
It's part of it. It's all part of it. They were out without Terang for a day or two there because of the hand. They've had to get Vaughn a break. He's been going nonstop since he got called up.
Did Ortiz hurt his hammy? Was that what happened?
Ortiz is on the IL with a hammy. So you've got guys that are down. You've got guys that are running on fumes, and you've got to be able to manage those bodies going into the stretch run. So you're going to see some funky lineups from time to time, and you're going to have to take a couple on the chin. But that's the thing, and when you run up a huge streak like they've done now a couple times, that gives you a little bit of breathing room because you know that you're going to have days like this. You know you're going to have days with funky lineups. You know you're going to have guys that are hurt. You may not be putting your best team on the field, but running up the big cushion, the big separation gives you a little bit of space to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And then we can't forget that Jackson Churio's on his way back, right? Did he already have his rehab, kind of a rehab game there in Nashville? Was that over the weekend as well? I think I read that. Where's his progression, and when do you think he's going to get back in the fold?
He's down there. He's going to need a little time yet. They need to see. Because right now I think he's just DH, and they got to put him out in the field and see how he holds up.
He was in center field last night.
Oh, he wasn't center field last night?
Yeah, that was on FanDuel Sports Network last night, that Nashville-Louisville game.
Nice.
Yep.
Reese
Hoskins. Hoskins played well last night, too, hitting the baseball. He looked good. And Churio, bat-wise, didn't do much of anything, but he was in center field last night. So getting closer. I like you, Andrew Wagner. Funky, I'll translate it. Bad lineups is what he means by funky. So let's talk a little
just
bit.
Just funky.
Just funky. I want to get your thoughts on Anthony Siegler, because I'm going to keep hammering this until somebody listens to me. Just tell me, does he have pictures on somebody in the organization? Is he dating somebody's daughter or girlfriend or wife? Or what exactly is going on? Well, if it's a wife, you probably want to be on the team. But tell me what's going on, man. I don't understand it. His OPS is just over 500. He's not good. Maybe he's good in the minors, but he has not been good here.
He's on the team. I've been told this by the front office specifically to rattle your nerves and yes, get under exactly. your.
That's good. I like it. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, that's fine. No, I'm serious though. Like I don't get it. He came in a late game situation and pinch hit the other day. I'm going, you must be kidding me. You're pinch hitting him over Caleb Durbin at this point. Now the one thing Siegler does well is he'll watch a bunch of pitches and take a walk. So he got on base that way. But for the most part, like he should never be pinch hitting for anybody. Wags.
Murph talked out his thought behind the decision last night. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, it is up to you. They don't have a lot of options behind Siegler to fill that role right now. That's just how it is. So you're going to be stuck with them for a little while because there isn't that obvious candidate to replace him.
So we should have probably traded for Suarez. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Exactly right. We got Drew Wagner, our Forbes Sports inside the clubhouse.
Good job, Mason.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, exactly. just thought I'd throw that out there. Find him at By Andrew Wagner if you want to see any fun tweets. And Tommy's created a Mount Rushmore of Drew Wagner tweets, so you might want to check that out. But yeah, I'm just thinking about this team. I mean, obviously, this is that dog days of that baseball season, and they are just grinding, trying to get to September, trying to get everybody back and healthy. And you know, again, like felt for McGill last night. How do you think he kind of stepped in there and just didn't have his thing? He's he almost gave it up a couple weeks ago, but the defense saved him, and I think Pat Murphy talked about that. But, where do you think this pitching, the bullpen's at? We talked about this in July. They need some bodies in there. These guys are going to get tired. So what's kind of your feel about this bullpen there in the Brewers clubhouse?
I mean, the bullpen has been working a lot lately. They have been getting long starts from their starters. That's always going to be problematic. I'm not worried about McGill. This is just who he is. The last two times have been a little rough. The guy has still been lights out more often than not, and guys go through slumps like this. Everyone expects the closer to go out there and get three outs on nine pitches, and it just doesn't happen every time. So I'm not really worried about McGill. Would like to see Uribe get a little bit more rest. Would like to see Kanan get a little bit more rest. Would like to see then use Shelby Miller a little bit more. Maybe lay off Mears a little bit, but there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can do with the guys that you have on the roster and the guys who have options and taking the schedule into account. I think they're trying to manage it as best they can, but what they really need is for their starters to start giving them some length on a regular basis.
Yeah, that totally checks out. I got to ask you a question because Tommy and I were talking about it. I didn't even see the guy's name because I was laughing so hard, but the reliever there in Miami coming out, slapping himself in the face, and then his post-game
Tyler Phillips.
Tyler Phillips. That might have been the best thing I've seen all year, is him coming out, slapping himself in the face, and then at the end of the thing, he's just like, I hate batters. I hate seeing people hit the baseball. And then he just like he had like 30, 40 seconds of just great one-liners. What did you think about that guy and that whole situation down there?
I have not even seen it yet.
Oh, we got some. We'll send it to you.
Check that out. Yeah, I'll have to go check that out. Sounds like he may need to take advantage of the mental health line that's available to all players.
Just a little, like, wired a little different there, right?
He also comes out to Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme song, so it's just glass shattering, and then he's punching himself in the face immediately as the game starts.
All right. Well, I hate to check his browser history, but whatever works for you.
There it is.
Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. We go inside the clubhouse, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. Brewers start a four-game set against the Arizona Diamondbacks. After this set, however, life gets difficult because then it's in Toronto for three. Then it's back home against Philly for three as well. Now, again, as you look at this rotation, providing they don't screw with it, that Toronto series, Peralta versus Shane Bieber coming back from his injury from last year. Woodruff against Berrios. Mizorowski versus Gausman. That is going to be an unbelievably great series, which means these four games here at home against Arizona, I don't want to sit here and say, you got to sweep them or anything like that. but you better at least not lose this series at this point, Wags. And even if you split, you know, two of the four, just to get some type of momentum and kind of slow down the rolling downhill at this point, I think would be a positive going into that series in Toronto. Because it's going to be the battle of the two best records, you know, probably in baseball between the NL and the AL.
Yeah, I mean, it'll definitely be fired up. And momentum, I mean, you can find that in different ways. I mean, I think regardless of what happens in the next couple of days, Brewers are going to be fired up to go in there and play one of those showdown games. I mean, sometimes it's hard, especially at this time of year, to get yourself fired up to play some of those teams that are stuck in the doldrums. So, you know, who knows how that's going to play out, but I think they'd be pretty fired up to go out there and play Toronto. And then coming back home against Philly, I mean, they went to Philly and swept them. So, you know, the Phillies are going to come in here hunting for bear, and the Brewers are going to want to prove it wasn't a fluke. So I think those six games are going to be really, really interesting and really entertaining. And I think the Brewers will be pretty amped up for them.
I mean, do you see a pathway? Do you think this team can get to 100 wins?
It's still there. I got to do the math, and I went to Catholic school, so that's not really my specialty. Because what are they, 81 right now? So they would need 19. And how many do they have left?
Probably, 32, 31, something like that?
Yeah, so it's still there. They have to run off another heater, but it's still there. I still think they probably end up breaking the franchise record. It's still there. It'd just be a little more difficult than it was.
Yeah, they're at 131 played, so you got 31 left.
Yeah,
and you need 19 of those in order to get
doable.
Yep, that's where we're at right now. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll talk to you again on this show coming up on Thursday.
Sounds good, boys.
Appreciate it. There is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports, covers the Milwaukee Brewers inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Focus Baseball. Fall mini camps now available to sign up your kids for. You don't have to go to Focus Baseball to sign up. Anybody is welcome. Follow Andrew Wagner on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. Coming up next, we'll get into some roster projections that are out there from the different Packer writers. We'll see what Mason Crosby thinks of those and whether or not he's all in on certain players on this roster. Or maybe he's got some questions about a couple others. That's straight ahead. It's the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky in for Thunder. He is Mason Crosby. Be 61 degrees, partly cloudy skies outside right now, and it is a chilly for sure. Low tonight of 49.
Whoa, that's too early.
And a high of 69.